Yeah, kicking off the show there with Al Shulock and the Country Sounds doing their version of the Mulatta Polka, otherwise known as the Young Girl Polka. And with that, we say Vita Mi Vas and welcome to Czech Classics Then and Now here on CzechPolka.com. Dennis Swatek here with you for another month. Thank you so much for stopping by. Here we are. It is the May 2017 edition of Czech Classics Then and Now. Got a great show for you this month, I believe. If you like variety, I've got it all over the place. Got music from the Czech Republic. Got some Polish music. Got some country kind of stuff. Some northern stuff. Just all over the map. So if you do like variety, as I mentioned, you're going to enjoy this show. Because it's a potpourri of all different kind of music. It's got some old 78s. I mean, I got everything on this show. And that's one of the reasons I like doing this show, is I really like trying to bring you guys a big variety of different kinds of music. You know, like this is, of course, Texas-based Czech music, but we also feature other Texas music, Polish, German, our friends up north, some of those great bands, even music from the Czech Republic, just all kinds. So one of the things I think kind of sets us apart from some of the other radio stations or podcasts or whatever is the variety. So I hope you enjoyed it. It's going to be a good one. Like I said, we got a lot of cool stuff. And like I said, started off with Al Shulock and the Country Sounds out of the Wallace Orchard area down my old stomping grounds near Sealy, where I graduated high school. Again, thanks to Don Main for getting me a copy of that CD. And we're just going to roll on into the show, kick things off as we have throughout 2017 with our album feature of the month. And I got a great one for you this month. The Vrazil's Polka Band. Favorites by the Vrazil's Polka Band. This is their fifth LP. Probably recorded during the 1960s sometime. And this is a pretty significant LP. The first four, they did a bunch of 45s that they recorded on TNT out of San Antonio. That a lot of the bands recorded on. The Patex, Leroy, Rudy Kurtz Orchestra, a lot of bands recorded off TNT. And then they started recording their albums on a bunch of different labels, some Austin labels, Syntex Records, a bunch of different labels. And for the first few albums, they actually had saxophone and trumpet in their band. If you listen to some of the old recordings, even like you know, probably their most famous song, If I Were a Bird, you'll hear trumpet in there. This album, the fifth one, Favorites by the Vrazil's Polka Band. This is the first album to feature what I consider the classic Vrazil sound with the double saxophones. That's the sound that everybody knows the Vrazil's for. You recognize it immediately. That's the sound that probably about 90% of the polka bands in Texas today copy, that sound, that double saxophone sound. And it's synonymous with the Vrazil's. And this is the first album where they switched over to the double saxophone. So I thought it was a pretty momentous change, and it is a really great album. So I thought I would feature it this month. I think you're going to enjoy it. It's got a lot of their classics on here. It's got a lot of nice country tunes. They were one of the first bands to really start integrating country music into their albums as well. So you're going to hear some good country music as well. So let's get on into it. Here's side one. We're going to kick things off with my dad's favorite song, The Little Goose.
Thank you. husička letěla z vysoka, nemohla přeletět, spadla do potoka, spadla do potoka. Spadla do potoka, vodičku vypila, a to na znamení, jestli bys mě chtěla, jestli bys mě chtěla. Já by tebe chtěla, nedají mi naši, že se tva rodina vysokovi naši, vysokovi naši. Letěla z vysoka, nemohla přeletět, spadla do potoka, spadla do potoka. Spadla do potoka, vodičku vypila, a to na znamení, jestli bys mě chtěla, jestli bys mě chtěla. Já by tebe chtěla, nedají mi naši, že se tvá rodina ví, sokovi naši ví, sokovi naši. sorrow overtakes the wine. Sorrow overtakes the wine. mimo. Mo panenka ta jest ma. Ona dycki we swem sercu i nam je wspomina.
There you have it, side one of Favorites by the Vrajels Polka Band. Let's go back and recap what we heard. We heard side one, Little Goose Polka. Right after that, the Oklahoma Waltz. Then the first of a few country numbers we're going to hear, Sorrow Overtakes the Wine. Right after that, Underneath the Elbe Polka. Underneath, I've heard that called all kinds of different things. Underneath the Elbe, the Redhead Polka. Actually, they call it Under the Elbe. Right after that, of course, the great Mockingbird Waltz, and then the classic Farewell Party. So there we have side one of our album feature for this month, and we're just going to roll on now. I'm actually going to kind of keep the country mood going, do a little double shot of Adolph Hofner here and some other bands that kind of have a country feel to them. So let's get on into it. Here's Adolph Hofner and the Pearl Wranglers from 1973 and the Steel Guitar Rag.
Thank you. here we go, Johnny Mensch, gonna play boys with our theme song, the Tick Tock Polka. Let's go, boys. One, two. Thank you.
Some nice Polish music there. The Polish Eagles out of Chapel Hill doing just an unknown Polish waltz. I don't know what the name of that is. I just got it on a CD that I borrowed from Thomas Dernan that he had gotten from somebody down in Chapel Hill. Some very rare recordings. So just a untitled waltz from the Polish Eagles out of Chapel Hill. Right for that, Ray Labage and the Country Boys out of the Dallas area. Doing a waltz that not too many bands have recorded. A real beautiful one called Schumar Barta. Right before that, Johnny Menchik from the Dallas area doing the TikTok polka. That was their theme song, as you heard. And like I said, we kicked that off with a couple from Adolf Hofner. Of course, Over the Waves waltz. And we started it off with the Steel Guitar Rag. And we're just going to roll on now here in the first hour. And do a little 78 time. Feature some old 78 music. And we're going to kick it off with the great Romigos from Manitowoc, Wisconsin. One of the very, very rare Romigos recordings that actually has vocals. There's only about three or four, I think, that I have in my big collection of Romigos stuff that actually has vocals with it. Most of them are instrumentals, so we're going to kick this off with Romy Ghost and his orchestra, getting ahead of myself here, doing the old accordionist waltz with vocals.
Kamen v té vodě se obratí.
Just a nice kind of jumble of polka and waltz music there, just kind of all over the place. Jan Waters and his Polka Longs, doing one with some great, great clarinet playing on there, one called the Radio Polka. Right with that, of course, the Red Ravens doing the Village Polka. Jerry Mazanets doing one of my all-time favorite waltzes, Days of My Youth. And like I said, we started that off with Romy Ghost and his band doing the old accordionist waltz. And we're just going to continue to roll on. More music, just less talking, more music, right? That's the way it should be. Let's do it. Here's Ray Krennic and some fine dulcimer music on the lovely Mary Polka. Thank you.
летом не вскочив.
Nice short set there. The Ellinger Combo, soon before they came became the Central Texas Sounds, from 1984, doing Under the Bridge. Bernie Roberts, a little northern music. I love Bernie Roberts, doing one they call At the Spring, but of course we know it more as the Red Handkerchief Waltz. And like I said, some fine dulcimer playing there from Ray Krennic from one of his last recordings, The Lovely Mary Polka. And we are just about out of time for the first hour, and we are going to wrap up this first hour with some more 78 music. This is kind of our long-lost 78 feature that I started a couple of months ago. Like I said, I'm not going to do it every month, but every once in a while, I'll throw some old 78s out there that you may not have heard from, maybe from some bands you weren't even that familiar with. Oh, they're on my hard drive. Hope I'm still connected here. Looks like I'm good. Let's see. The Meagles. We're going to feature Adolph Meagle and Frank Meagle, both from down around Flatonia, Schulenburg, Hallettsville, Shiner. I know one of them is from Schulenburg or Flatonia, I do believe, but I'm not positive. Both of these are recorded on the Hummingbird label. So we're going to start out with Adolph Meagle doing Waltz Time, one called In Love, and then follow that up with Frank Meagle and his orchestra doing the Good Morning Polka. So some 78s, old scratchy 78s to wrap up this first hour. I hope you enjoy them. And we'll be back in a few minutes with hour number two. So hang in there.